sound of Art Matthews, Impossible Machines at 14 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It's an interesting Friday afternoon because, you hear the generator rumbling in the background. That's really something we've got used to. I mentioned just before the break that I'd be introducing you to, well, a very interesting member of the community, and in fact I'm introducing you to two. One needs no introduction. It's Mike from Mike in the Morning. Nice to have you back in the afternoon.
Hey, wow, you know, I love this place so much, I can't tear myself away from it.
Well, I know what you really love is the mark or the brand Toyota, because that fantastic Toyota that we've got in the local fleet is in our life and style fleet is something quite exceptional. And you'll fortunately be driving it at the moment. And Nadeem Karim is here from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, because you come with marvelous news about a new initiative, an incentive that could put you behind the wheel of a brand new Toyota at a fraction of what it possibly could cost you. And let's find out about it. What is it called? Kinto, I believe.
Yes, it's called Kinto. Dave, thanks for having me this afternoon. And Mike, thanks for easing my nerves in the back. It's not always easy to get on radio, but it's the second time on radio, so thanks, guys. So Kinto South Africa was launched last year, June, by Toyota South Africa Motors. It's a subsidiary company, and it's basically a full maintenance rental. So you generally have your traditional finance, where your vehicle's financed over, call it 60 or 72 months. And with Kinto, your vehicle's on a rental agreement between 6 or 60 months. When I say it's a full maintenance rental, meaning your brake pads, your disc pads, your tires, everything's covered on the maintenance agreement. So on your companies with your small fleets, it's a way to go, hey?
So as I understand it, this is a kind of, it's not a rent to buy program, it's a rent to use with no hassle factor,
100%.
Claimable in a sense, not only on the capital outlay, but also on your monthly repayments, and the VAT portion also is claimable. So from a business perspective, and I don't want to go too deeply into it, if you have a business in the area, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And if you're a privateer, it makes just as much sense, because right now we understand that we're under financial pressure, even at the highest of echelons. You know, it just doesn't get any easier, our current economy being what it is. But we want to drive a vehicle that says, I've arrived. And we want to drive it with no hassle factor. And there's another factor to this thing that we were discussing before you came on air, and that is that apparently if you own a vehicle under this Kinto scheme in Bolito, but you travel to Cape Town for business or pleasure for the week, you can pick up a car in Cape Town from Toyota. How does that work?
So not that hasn't been incepted as yet.
Aha.
Yeah, so that would be at a later stage. Right now, you could just rent a vehicle within your area of use. So if you're based in Natal, you can drive to Cape Town, Joburg, wherever. But there's no drop-off point where you leave
a
car.
No reciprocity yet.
Yeah, not as yet.
That but is, it's coming.
It's coming. We're not sure on the time frame, but definitely. Going back to the VAT portion, how this works is on your income statement, you would claim the full amount of your rental expense. So that's one. And opposed to your traditional finance, you know, you depreciate the unit on your balance sheet. So it's great for you. It's great for your businesses to go that route. From an accounting perspective, how do you claim it as well? They say the VAT is claimable as Kinto South Africa provide you with an input VAT portion of the rental.
So it's a standard VAT arrangement, monthly input output. There you go, simple.
Correct.
It makes a hell of a lot of sense for those that back in the day. And I'm old school and traditionalist. You know, you always want to own the asset at the end of the day, but a vehicle really isn't an asset as far as in terms of appreciating value. It's a depreciating asset. Why do you want to own it? You want to drive a vehicle that looks good, feels good, gives you the status, the love and acceptance and the recognition and all of those things that you get driving a super Toyota. But all the hassle's gone. And at the end of the exercise, well, you get a new one.
Correct.
How bad is that?
So, in Europe, in other parts of the world, the mobility solution is what 99.9% of the people of that country use. So Toyota South Africa Motors decided to incorporate and incept something like this in South Africa. Amongst your newer generation, we're getting a huge buy-in. A lot of our businesses are opting to go that route. And I would say if you give it another 6 months, almost, I wouldn't say half of our sales, but predominantly 30 to 40% of our sales will come from Kinto.
But just thinking about the Bolito market, Bidvest Bacardi Toyota Bolito is established as a very solid, dependable purveyor of extremely good service quality, great motor cars, great service. There's been a bit of an issue across the board on availability of vehicles. Mm-hmm. It was an issue post-COVID, post-drama, post-floods, post all that stuff. And I believe that situation is now more or less resolved. What is the stock situation like?
Look, stock is improving daily. We are pre-selling our vehicles, so a lot of clients are walking into the dealership and calling in for specific models. From a logistical point of view, we do explain to them that there is a turnaround time of roughly 2 to 4 weeks, but things are getting better every single week.
So there's stock available?
Stock is available. On our hybrid models, a little bit more difficult, but on our normal combustion vehicles, be it your Hilux, Fortuner, etc., they are getting a lot better.
And the Kinto scheme ready to go?
Kinto scheme ready to go.
So how does one now get into it?
So effectively what would happen is a private individual or business would come to the dealership with their documentation. So if it wasn't a business, you'd just need your CK documents, 3 months bank statements, shareholder certificate, be the usual stuff. We'd upload it and we'll come back to you within a couple of hours with an approval.
Wow.
Once that's done, we generate an invoice which we send to you. You insure the vehicle. It's only if it's in your business name. If it's in your personal name, Kinto Protect Insurance is a condition of an agreement.
It's comprehensively insured. You pay for it, and obviously from there it's the regular. You've got to maintain it. You've got to drive within certain parameters. You can't drive a million kilometers. There's all sort of terms and conditions, but reasonable terms and conditions designed to suit your lifestyle, your business lifestyle. Generally speaking, it's a wonderful deal. I would suggest, if you're listening to this and curious, pop into Bidvest Bacardi Toyota Bolito at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center. Have a chat to Nadim or any of the team there, and they'll give you the goods. Now, because time's always against us, and there's a really exciting new addition to the Toyota fleet that we're hoping we're going to be branding with life and style livery, and Mike in the morning is going to be hopefully driving it. Why do I say ha ha ha? Because you look really good in a Toyota, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. But there are a couple of exciting new arrivals in the Toyota stable. There's a really cool entry-level little baby car, which is fantastic as a city runaround or a starter. We'll be talking about that on another show. But something that I'm excited to get Nadim's take on is the Urban Cruiser, the latest generation, yeah. Which I was a fan of of last year's model, but apparently the new one's got some seriously improved spec and
a whole new thing. I'm glad that you raised that, because the Urban Cruiser, for me, when I looked at it on the road, it looked like another vehicle. I'm no names, no petrol, but it didn't look like a Toyota. I don't know why. It looked a little bit boxy, a little bit top heavy. For me, it was just personal. And I'm used to the sort of sleekness of the Toyota mark. And I believe the new Cruiser, Urban Cruiser, is a lot more Toyota.
Correct. So the new Urban Cruiser is sleek design, beautiful rims. It's eye appealing. It's got the new bi-halogen light. So it's really, really beautiful.
Awesome stuff. And if you're in the market for a sort of mini SUV,
that would be the one to go for. So effectively what Toyota have done is your previous model came in 5 model variants. Now they've streamlined it to 3. So there's 2 manuals and 1 automatic.
Is there 4-wheel drive? Or
No. It'll just be a normal.
But you've got the clearance.
Got a bit of clearance.
If you want to mount a curb.
So the ground clearance is increased. And
limited slip diff somewhere?
No.
Doesn't need it?
No, it doesn't need it.
Okay, just need to hoy.
But
just
this is, it's a Toyota platform through and through. I mean, the previous model, there was a bit of a deal with some other manufacturers.
We still like maintain a bit of that with them.
Yeah, well, I mean... But this is as Dave said.
Yeah.
It's a lot more.
Well, I looked at the pictures because I knew we were going to be talking about it, and I got to tell you, it looks the part, and that's really exciting. So when does it become available?
We anticipate that Toyota South Africa will start releasing to us next week sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we have one?
We'll have to just chat with my sales manager.
I'm not putting you on the spot. You're just on the radio.
but it's
very exciting.
And there's a lot of exciting additional stuff in the pipeline we're going to need to talk about soon. A model called the Crown. Yeah. If you haven't checked out yet, the Toyota Crown, I think, is going to be... it's like a category of its own.
Well, here's an idea. Can you maybe pop back in a week's time and we continue the conversation?
Definitely.
I look forward to that hugely. So there it is. You've got news about the new Kinto program, and this is something to explore, certainly if you're a local business or even for personal use. It makes so much sense. Go and chat to the guys at Toyota. They'll give you a deal. And the Urban Cruiser is looking good picture-wise. We'll see the first iteration on the streets very, very shortly. And our special guest, Nadim Karim from Toyota, Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, here at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center. Can't wait to do business with you. And we'll be in conversation again in a week's time.
Thank you very much, Dave. And thank you very much, Mike, for
Mike, you can join us as well. If you behave, bring sweets.
Thank you, guys.
You're on the afternoon show on 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Bolito. We'll